Hey Alexa, how you doing?
Hey, good. Well, looks like we're all here.
I thought I had made a mistake because everybody was in the meeting, so I started it.
Yeah, no, I just had to run to the restroom. So it looks like you're on twice.
Who's that, me?
Yeah, one with just a picture with the truck, and then one
Oh
with
yeah.
your actual picture.
I'm not sure what that
Yeah. Well, as
is
long as it gets recorded, I'm guessing we're all
about.
good.
You
I'm trying
okay. I'm echoing this.
Yeah. Yeah, should we? Hey, Tom. Should probably wait until it's actually 10 o'clock, huh?
You have to just get out of yours and mute it on your computer. Yeah, I didn't but basically I forgot about Chet as far as the meeting link, but I did send it to him. So just in case you want to join. I'm so used to just sending the meeting to our customer list, but anyway, it does have a link now.
Good.
Yeah, we just like I don't know if I sent you some emails, those very small
Yeah,
details.
about customer service fees.
Yeah, they
Yeah,
just
that is
any
what Chet told me, that that was $563.32.
that was an example. Could be a little bit less, a little bit more. It's based on the actual rate that they choose. So the other parts of that are accurate for the water and garbage deposits, but the thing that'll vary is they base it on the rate plan you choose. But and it's got to be to have an account, you have to pay it up front. So that's a very minor detail. That's a
I
verification
think
thing
Chad
for
is
them to work
aware of
out.
that.
Yeah, it's an easy one. So just
Well,
to
I know Chad is aware of it because he told me. I
no
know
worries.
it because he told me, so I know that he knows.
Yeah, good deal. Now just
Yeah.
if things all go as he would like, then that yeah, it'll be easy
Yeah.
to clarify.
Yeah. You are on there twice. I don't know what
Yeah,
that
no.
is.
I think I'm gonna see if I can remove myself. Let's see. Well, if I remove myself, it's basically banning myself. So I'm gonna leave myself. I
Yeah.
would hate
Well,
to
let's just leave it on. Maybe
ban
it's like
both
some
versions of
confusion
me.
with email addresses or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna blame that on a glitch. So we'll
Yeah.
see what happens
So
there.
this is about the last thing I'm going to do today, and then we're all going to go up to some picnic ground in the canyon and
Oh, nice.
have a company meeting and picnic.
Good deal.
Well, do we think 9:59 is good enough to begin? I think it is. By the time we get to the part that matters, it'll be, oh, 10 o'clock. There we go. Let's call the meeting to order.
Good.
And I just state that we're all here. Mike Morlang, Amy Golden, and Alexa Wilson. We have to adopt the agenda. Anybody wants to make a motion for that?
I'll make a
I
motion
can
to
make, okay, I can second that. Everybody in favor say aye.
it.
Aye. Approval of the minutes. Connie sent them to me. Was one small correction, and if she makes that one small correction and not publish the bit that is was in the closed meeting, then I think they're perfect.
Good deal. Yeah, we
Does
just have those in
anyone?
case they're ever needed.
They were very nice. They were very nice and detailed. And so, anybody wants to make a motion to accept the minutes?
I'll make a
Move
motion to approve the minutes as presented.
A second.
Okay, everybody in favor, say aye or
Aye.
wave. Aye. Procedures for handling electronic participation. Well, we're doing it. We have been doing it. We can still do it, so we do it. So I don't know what else to say about that. Public comments. Chat, Tom, Margaret, Dan. 3 minutes maximum, 50 minutes total. So this is your chance. If nobody wants to make public comments, then we will move on to the next subject about the sale of the mobile home. We met in a closed meeting on the 12th, I think. And in the closed meeting, we decided that we were going to talk to Chad Wall about his offer, which was for $45,101. We've had an in-person, or not in-person, a Zoom meeting, in which it became apparent that that Tommy Hill, who has the deed restriction on the lot that the trailer sits on, was willing to release that for $15,000. That was very nice. So then we had some email correspondence that, in addition to the matter at hand, included some discussion of my person and the state of my conscience. But getting back to the matter at hand, there is an offer on the table from Chet to buy the trailer at $45,101, and Tom will release his deed restrictions for an amount of $15,000, making $60,101 in total. The exact form of the transaction will take has not been decided. There are two options. There is the informal option where someone, Chet, or somebody representing Chet, will just hand over a certified check, and we hand over a signed title to the mobile home and a deed. And what should we then do? Oh, and a deed to the lot to Tom. That is option number one. Option number two is to do it like a formal real estate transaction, which would involve including a title company, which includes buying title insurance. And since we have no interest in the lots, my proposal to Chet and Tom was to for TUID to not pay title insurance. So they have to figure that out between themselves, who's going to come up with what I'm thinking is going to be $400 or $500. And if we're going to do it to a title company, I'd like to stick to accepted procedures and require a earnest money deposit of in some amount that would reasonably compensate us if people back out of the transaction for no valid reason. So the question in front of us is if, under the conditions I sketched, the board is prepared to sell the trailer for the amount of $45,101. One thing I forgot to mention that should have gone at the very beginning is that we received another offer that was significantly lower than Chet's. And I've had contact with this person, and he was fine to just let it go. Anybody else want to say anything before we take this to a vote? Or I'm going to ask for a motion. I can't just decide to take it to a vote. Amy, Mike, John.
I'll make a motion to sell the mobile home today. Let's take a vote.
You want to second that, Mike?
Sure, I'll second.
Okay. Let's do this a little bit formal. Maybe I can start. I say Alexa Wilson, aye.
Amy Golden, aye.
Mike, aye.
Unanimously accepted. So that's what we're going to do. We'll. Tom or Chad, do you want to continue this discussion here, or do we just want to do the email thing?
Well, Alexa, I would just ask that in your motion, or that you propose a motion that states that once Chad has paid for the trailer, that the deeds be immediately returned to me. That way there's no waiting period, and then Chet and I can do what we need to do with the deeds.
So does that mean that you want you're proposing to do this transaction in the informal way?
Yes.
Okay. Chet, do you agree to that?
He's muted.
Have you talked to Chad about that?
I have. Mm-hmm. And we both agree the same. He felt that there he is. Chad, go ahead.
Yeah, I agree to that. That's fine.
Okay. Where are you? Are you in just there are several places where we can do the handover. Where are you located?
I'm located in Eureka, Utah.
Eureka, would you be able to come up to Salt Lake City to
yes,
to formalize the transaction? We have to send, I think, the title. Do you have the title, right, John, or does Ray have it?
We have it here in the TUID office.
Okay, so that's I guess that needs to be sent up here then.
Okay.
Because I can get that deed together and sign that and have it notarized and all that.
Yeah, just give us an address to send it to.
Yeah, I'll send you an email with the address.
Okay.
And Alexa, if the district would just do a quitclaim deed on the lots back to me, I'm fine with you handing that over to Chet. And then he and I can take care of recording it with the county. Mm-hmm. And then once it's recorded with the county, he and I can transfer it again and record it in his name.
Okay, you might want to check what you want to do about the deed restriction, because I don't think it'll just go away just because we give it back to you. But
I think
that'll be all up to you.
I've got a bad Zoom connection, so I didn't hear anything you said.
Then you might want to check what you need to do to get rid of that deed restriction, because I don't think it goes away just because we deed
we'll take care
the
of that.
Land back to you. But that's what I said. That'd be your issue then.
We'll take care of that. And
in terms of payment, we take a certified check on any bank, not a personal check. So what we're going to do is John is going to send the title up to my office, and then we'll get with Chet to do the handover. I will probably have someone else in my office join that meeting just as a witness. I don't know if Chet wants to do that as well, but he's absolutely welcome to bring someone else.
I'll probably bring my wife up if she's available at the time, but other than that, I don't know that I...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sounds good.
I do have one question, Alexa.
Mm-hmm.
Just to clarify, Chet is going to bring a check, right?
A certified check
Okay.
from the
Are you
bank.
able
No.
to deposit that for TUID? Because we can't do that big of an amount. You know, we do all of our stuff mobile with rare exception.
Which are we're with Wells Fargo, right?
I'm trying to
Yeah,
think
so
if you're
I
registered
should
to
be
be.
able to
Okay.
take it to a local Wells Fargo bank and deposit that
Okay.
in our bank account.
Good deal. Yeah, just checking. Just small, again, small
Yeah.
detail, but it makes it easy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anything else?
Welcome to Tickaboo Chat.
Thanks.
Well, anybody wants to make a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion with you.
A second.
Okay. Everybody in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Well, thanks everyone.
No, thank you guys.
Thank you. Have a good
Yeah.
day.
Bye.
Same here. Thank you. Appreciate it. Bye-bye.